Hello, this is Jim doing an audio boo from the Super Secret Road. I already did one, but I wasn't paying attention to how I was standing and kind of turned into the wind. So the wind was buffeting the microphone and it just got too loud and annoying. And it kind of sucks because I actually don't really like doing things over. Obviously you haven't heard this, but I already just said it. And I'd rather say something else now. But anyway, I'm on the Super Secret Road, which I discovered because there was a train in between me and getting to work one day. And it was moving pretty slowly. So I thought I could maybe get in front of it and get to the other side. So I started riding along the side of it. And I was riding along. Well, there was a road on the one side of the train that I was on, parallel to it, but on the other side of the train, directly on the other side, there was no road. It was just grass. And about a mile up or so, I was able to get around the train and get on the other side. But I didn't know how to get back to the road from there, where I needed to be. And so I was just hoping that I would find a way, and was just riding along this grass. Because I could see that there had been vehicles there. So I thought it must go somewhere. There must be some way to get out of here if you can get a vehicle here. And I was just kind of hoping, really. But I kept riding, and I saw some rocks here, there, and gradually it turned into a little road. And it's a road that just goes, it's in between the railroad tracks and a bunch of like old abandoned rotting buildings. I don't know, former factories, or looks like there's some water towers. I'm standing right by some sort of sheet metal structure, and there's a ladder going down into, I guess, a sewer type system or something. Anyway, I'm talking about it. Hey, there's a train. Hear that? I'm talking about it because I really love stuff like this, like super secret roads. And wow, the train just stopped. I hadn't even noticed how loud it was, really, until it stopped. Isn't that funny how that happens? Anyway, I really like stuff like this. I've always liked it since I was a kid. These just abandoned buildings and like old super rusty junk, and I don't know why exactly what the appeal of it is. I guess there's something sort of mysterious about it. You don't know what was this for exactly. What did they do here? I don't know. And I'm sort of tempted to find like a hole in the fence and prowl around these buildings that are falling apart, which would be wildly unsafe, I imagine. And no longer being a kid, I don't think I'll be doing that. It really looks like stuff could just fall over at any moment. But it is pretty awesome. So I thought I'd do an audio boo about it, and I'm gonna take pictures and post them up to Twitter of the different stuff. And it's kind of weird because there's, like, where I'm standing now, there's these abandoned buildings and stuff, but then there's, you can see a pickup truck and a new tractor and this other stuff, like, just in front of it. Like, there is a cement mixing business or something in front of this old abandoned thing that will just, I guess, fall over eventually. I don't know what they're going to do. Oh, look at that. I've almost talked for 5 minutes, so I have nothing. I guess I didn't have much to add anyway, but I thought I'd explain the picture, and I'm going to take some more pictures for fun. And that's it. All right, bye.